Hey friend, and happy Monday, May 3rd. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Divine Exhortations with me, Drea. I am just so excited and I'm grateful. I'm just happy to be alive, to be here in this moment. You know, I'm just really thankful to God for just Him keeping me throughout this week. And if you all can agree and attest to that, that you are thankful and grateful to God in spite of and despite of what's taking place, go on and just say, thank you, Jesus. Oh, did you all hear my theme music? Isn't it so good? Oh, man. So I have to acknowledge my brother-in-law, AJ Harper. He put this theme song together for me. I kind of just gave him, you know, a sense of what I was looking for in terms of just sound, and he just made it happen. And so AJ Harper, thank you so much, bro. I love you. All right. So for this month and for the month of June, I'm doing something a little bit different. I want us to look at character Bible studies. Okay. And so with the month of May being Mother's Day, I thought it would be good for us to look at some women in the Bible. And then for the month of June, being it Father's Day, we would do the same thing as well. Just focus on some men in the Bible. And so a Bible character study focuses on one specific person written about in God's Word. Throughout Scripture, we read many stories of those who have gone on before us. We can learn from their mistakes, celebrate their victories, and understand their role in God's ultimate plan. This is a great study tool for us to apply lessons from their life to ours. All right, so let's get into our first Bible character study for the month of May. Starting things off will be the story of Martha. Okay, and so let's look at Martha's character profile. She lived with her sister Mary and Lazarus in a village in Bethany. She welcomed Jesus into her home. She was a faithful disciple. She gave a great confession of faith at the tomb of Lazarus, her brother. She served Jesus at a dinner in Bethany where her sister Mary anointed Jesus with oil. And Martha was a spiritually minded woman with a servant's heart. Okay, so our focus text for today will be taken from Luke chapter 10, verses 38 to 42 from the NKJV. And this is a very familiar story to everyone. And so I will now read it in your hearing. Now it happened as they went that he entered a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she approached him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Therefore, tell her to help me. And Jesus answered and said to her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things, but one thing is needed. And Mary has chosen that good part, which will not be taken away from her. Amen. I'm certain I will say things about this passage that you've already heard from someone else or from your pastor or in a small group or Sunday school lesson. So this just is going to be a friendly reminder. Okay, so let's dissect this story. So Jesus and his disciples, they were traveling and they entered into this village, and here Jesus meets Martha. My first point in starting this conversation is recognizing that Martha welcomed Jesus into her home. I truly believe Martha had good intentions. The Messiah was traveling abroad and Martha sees Jesus and invites him in as a guest into her home. While Jesus was in the home of Martha and her sister Mary, Martha is very occupied and busy with her duties. These weren't pointless or aimless tasks, but she was being hospitable. when anyone is entertaining a guest or guests, you can identify with Martha, right? You're cleaning, you're cooking, you're serving, you're preparing, and so on, just to make sure that your guests get the best hospital experience ever. So while Martha was preoccupied, Mary, her sister, was sitting down by Jesus and listening to him speak and teach. This speaks to a couple of things. First is both girls had a different perspective or outlook as it pertained to Jesus. Second is when we are busy with life's responsibilities, we often miss what God wants to say to us. So why was it that Martha invited Jesus into their home and did not stop for a minute to be with him? Why didn't she put down all her tasks and sit with her sister at Jesus' feet? Despite the good that Martha was doing, she compromised spending time with God. And if we're honest with ourselves, how many of us have welcomed him into our home, into our heart, into our life, but we just can't find the time to spend with him? You know, that uninterrupted and quality time with the Lord. Now, you don't think Jesus was aware of what Martha was doing, that she was busy trying to be a good host? Of course he knew that, but he was waiting on her to come to him. And you know what? I'm just thinking, you know, if I had a function and just say you are my guest and I invite you to come into my house, right? And you come into my house, you know, we hug and then I go off, you know, into the kitchen and I'm cleaning and I'm cooking and I'm going in the basement and I'm doing this and I'm doing everything else. And I have not even sat with you as my guest. How would you feel? Right? And so the whole point I'm trying to stress here is that everything points back to relationship with God. Okay. Matthew chapter 22, verses 37 and 38. Jesus says this. He says, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment." So here we have two sisters, one with Jesus and the other in the same house with Jesus, but completely distracted and consumed by other things. The point here is that our love and devotion toward God should never be compromised, not even for good deeds. Which brings me to my next point. We need to be mindful that we don't disqualify ourselves in the process of being busy doing church or just being busy living life, that we neglect our devotion, our time, and love for God. Martha was doing a good thing. Jesus didn't even acknowledge the fact that she was doing a good thing. You know, he was like, "Martha, you're getting all worked up and all upset over what? What, because your sister's not helping you? Your sister is here sitting at my feet. She's getting what's important, what's integral for her," right? Jesus, honestly, we have to do a character Bible study on him because Jesus has some sayings. Oh my goodness. Jesus is honestly the perfect example of how we should live and conduct our lives. But going back to the story, right? Mary chose the Messiah. Mary chose the Son of Man. Mary chose the man that walked on water. Mary chose the healer. Mary chose the deliverer. Mary chose Jesus. Right? And so we don't know if Martha stopped doing all of her duties and sat with her sister at Jesus' feet. Right? Maybe Martha realized the error of her way and apologized. We don't know. The story ends with Jesus saying, "Mary has chosen that good part, which will not be taken away from her." In closing, this story, at least from my perspective, is more about choice And no, this is not Calvinism versus Arminianism. That's a complete different topic of discussion. But this is about us making day-to-day practical choices. Because if we make the choice to stop doing what we're doing in spite of our busyness, just to sit with Jesus for a moment, it testifies that we have chosen the good part. And it reinforces Matthew chapter 22, verses 37 and 38, the first and great commandment. And I'm in no way trying to portray Martha in bad light or cast judgment, because I do believe, in my opinion, she meant well. She welcomed him into her home and she wanted everything to be perfect, but she didn't choose him. She chose good deeds over him. She chose hospitality over him. She chose service over him. And this is why Jesus says to Martha, Mary chose the good part. Both Martha and Mary had a choice. Martha chose hospitality while Mary chose Jesus. And so Martha was content having Jesus inside her house, but Mary wanted to get personable with the Savior. We make choices every day, what to eat, what to wear, what music we're going to listen to, what show we're going to watch, and so on, right? We make practical decisions in our day-to-day life that will only benefit us, right? Whether it's spiritually, emotionally, mentally, physically, and holistically in the long term. And so going back to the story with Martha, Jesus showed up at Martha and Mary's home, but only Mary chose to spend time with him. And so no matter how much good deeds we do, no matter how much teaching or preaching we conduct, no matter how much singing or giving we do, we can't afford to neglect our relationship with God. Leave the busyness, the distractions, the church affairs, and so on, for a moment. Put those tasks aside. Put the laundry aside. Leave the dishes behind just for a few moments and choose to spend quality time with your Lord. Let's choose the good part. Choose ye this day. I say, choose Jesus. Join with me as I close out in prayer. Gracious and eternal Father, we come before you with a grateful heart. We are so thankful for your love and we are renewed by your mercy each day. Forgive us for the times we did not choose you, for the times we put tasks and duties, good works and church before you. We say we're sorry. Lord, you know that we have good intentions and we mean well, but sometimes we fail to stop, unplug from the world around us, unplug from church duties, and spend concentrated, meaningful, purposeful time with you. I pray, Lord, from this text today that we can look at this story and look at our lives and conduct an internal evaluation. Help us to be honest with ourselves. Help us to see the importance of choosing you. God, we thank you that you are always with us, even when we have forgotten you or put you off till the end. Lord, we plan to make a deliberate choice this week. This week, we will choose you no matter what tasks or duties we have. We can always go back to finishing our responsibilities. But spending time with you is a privilege. It's a precious and intimate time well spent with you. Renew our minds, fill our thoughts, and captivate our heart. We acknowledge your word today and anticipate positive change. Release a refreshing over everyone who listens today. Thank you for this reminder. You are truly a wonderful God. We appreciate all that you have given us and receive your blessings over our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a great week, everyone. Much love and many blessings. Bye. Hey, friend. Thank you for listening to today's exhortation. I believe you were inspired, challenged, and encouraged today. Because of that, don't keep it to yourself. Share this podcast with a friend, a family member, even a coworker. Feel free to subscribe, rate, and leave a review. I would greatly appreciate it. Thank you for allowing me to be a part of your day. I really do feel special. Let's do this again. See you next week.